I think the most impactful feature for creators and content marketers being added in 2025 is the auto dubbing expansion. And this is a tool that's going to use AI to automatically translate and dub videos into multiple languages. And this is cut here. And this is going to be huge for global content creation. We talked about global content creation. Creation a lot in a recent interview we did with Shaheen Samavati from Vera Content, where And we specifically mentioned the days of having to create multiple YouTube channels for multiple different languages and regions are soon going to be behind us with this type of feature where you can auto-dub and pump out your content into multiple different languages from the same videos in the same channel. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today, and turn up your volume with me tonight, if you wouldn't mind. We have an AI Marketing Navigator baby trying to fall asleep, so we're going to keep it a little more quiet on the show tonight. Try and not get too excited like we always do here about AI on the show. But today, we are back with an episode all about YouTube, and we are huge fans of YouTube, obviously, here on the AI Marketing Navigator, being one of the platforms where you can catch every one of our daily episodes. And we are also huge believers in YouTube as a future platform for content creation, content sharing, content marketing in general. And that certainly isn't going to change with tonight's news, because we're talking all about the new AI features and enhancement that YouTube is going to be adding in 2025. So huge shout out to the Rundown.ai newsletter from today for highlighting these features in one of their stories. Check out that edition linked in the show notes. The CEO of YouTube, Neil Mohan's annual letter, is basically all about these new features that YouTube is rolling out, a bunch of new AI-powered features and tools aimed at enhancing the experience on the platform, not only for creators, but also for users in general. So we are going to break down each of these features tonight, who they're being made available to and when, and what they're designed to do. So let's go ahead and get right into it. First up, I think the most impactful feature for creators and content marketers being added in 2025 is the auto dubbing expansion. And this is a tool that's going to use AI to automatically translate and dub videos into multiple languages. And this is cut here. And this is going to be huge for global content creation. And we talked about global content creation. Creation a lot in a recent interview we did with Shaheen Samavati from Vera Content, where, and we specifically mentioned the days of having to create multiple YouTube channels for multiple different languages and regions are soon going to be behind us with this type of feature where you can auto-dub and pump out your content into multiple different languages from the same videos in the same channel. Previously, this had been limited to only select creators in the YouTube Partner Program, but starting in February of 2025, it's going to be rolled out to all creators in the Partner Program. So you will need to be in that program in order to access the auto dubbing. It sounds like there's initially going to be 9 languages that are made available, and these include English, French, German, Hindi, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Portuguese, and Spanish. Okay, moving on to the next feature that was announced. This is AI-based age identification, and this is going to use machine learning technology that's designed to estimate the ages of users on the platform. And this system is really aiming to provide an appropriate content experience and content recommendations to the appropriate users, enhancing child safety on the platform, but also the child experience as well. Now, this should be being made available throughout the platform, hopefully in 2025. But as privacy advocates will tell you, there is a bit of a double-edged sword when it comes to this safety push. These privacy advocates are also saying that this is just one more layer of data and personal information that's being collected on users that Google or YouTube now has in its arsenal. So take that as you will. I think it's a pretty classic example of the trade-off between safety and safe experience and privacy. Okay, next we have all the content creation focused tools and features. And these are obviously driven to enhance and upgrade the content creation experience for creators on the platform. And there are several little tools here that were mentioned. One is a video ideas generator, which does exactly what it suggests by the name. It's going to suggest content ideas based on trends and different audience preferences. Another is a thumbnail creation tool that's automatically going to generate eye-catching thumbnails, which is obviously a huge part of optimization on YouTube and conversion into watches on your videos. I very heavily use Canva and Canva's Dream Lab to create my thumbnails and images. But if YouTube wants to create or recommend a thumbnail that YouTube is going to like, I will certainly consider switching if it is effective in the future and whenever this feature would be made available on the platform widely. We're also seeing upgrades to Dream Screen, and this is the AI generation tools and audio generation tools for the Shorts platform on YouTube. And coming in 2025, the new features from the new VO2 model are going to be added into the Dream Screen capability. And if you don't know, VO2 is Google's advanced video generation model, and it is also very much making waves in the video gen space. And then lastly, of the core features that were announced, and there are some complementary features that we will touch on here as well, is the AI detection tools. And these are designed to empower creators to protect themselves from unauthorized use of their likeness and or voices from their content on YouTube. They're designed to detect and manage AI-generated content and to help to identify simulated faces and simulated voices, which is such a huge part of AI content creation. It feels like we talk about that in one way or another, in some form on every episode. And AI identification is going to be hugely impactful in the field and in the area, in the space. And whoever can solve it, or the people who do solve it, are going to be nothing short of heroes, really, but also likely become very, very wealthy. Now, these detection tools are a little bit more limited, apparently, in their availability, from what I can tell. It's actually an expansion of YouTube's pilot program with the Creative Artists Agency, the CAA, that's making these tools and these products more available to users in the next year. Now, in addition to these four core features, YouTube has also announced a couple of others. One, which we have mentioned before on the show, which is the Hype system that's specifically designed for smaller creators. Shout out to my fellow small creators out there on the platform. And this is a community ranking system where creators under 500,000 subscribers can gain visibility through what is called Hypes. And it's basically like a like for a video on steroids. In addition to that, YouTube has also mentioned some interactive TV features, seeing now that connected TV and online TV services like YouTube TV are becoming increasingly popular. YouTube is introducing something called second screen interactions, where you can actually use a smartphone device alongside your TV viewing experience in conjunction with. They also have something called Watch With, which would allow creators to provide live commentary experiences on events. So you can watch content with your favorite creator or with your creators that you have subscribed to. So just a ton of amazing stuff coming from YouTube in 2025. We are certainly going to be here on the platform during the entire year on the AI Marketing Navigator. And hey, throw us a like, throw us a subscribe, share us with your friends if you can, help us grow. And hopefully we can all access and learn about these new tools together. In the meantime, we're just going to be covering them from the sidelines. So stay tuned if you want to hear all the up-to-date news about what's coming to YouTube as far as AI goes in 2025. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.